Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. I'm so glad you're joining me for another quickie of shadow work because let's be real, sometimes life throws us curveballs and we need a little inner pep talk, right? Today, we're diving into a topic that feels extra juicy. Embracing vulnerability and imperfection. Now, I know what you're thinking, vulnerability. That sounds like a one-way ticket to emotional chaos. But trust me on this one, friends. True strength isn't about hiding our flaws or putting up a perfect facade. It's about owning our business, embracing our imperfections, and letting ourselves be seen fully and authentically. Because here's the thing. Vulnerability is not weakness. It's actually the birthplace of connection, creativity, and personal growth. Think about it. When we allow ourselves to be open and honest, we create space for real intimacy with others. We invite them in, and they invite us in, sharing their own stories, struggles, and triumphs. It's a beautiful dance, isn't it? And guess what? When we stop striving for perfection and accept our flaws, a whole new world opens up. We stop comparing ourselves to others, we release the pressure to be something we're not, and we finally allow ourselves to just be. Imagine that freedom. So let's unpack this a little more. Number one, vulnerability is a superpower. It takes courage to show up authentically, to share our fears and insecurities, and to let others see the real us. But when we do, we create powerful connections, inspire others, and build genuine relationships. Remember that time you shared something deeply personal with someone, and it felt like a weight lifted? That's vulnerability in action, baby. Number two, imperfection is where the magic happens. Our flaws, our quirks, our mistakes, they make us unique, they make us human, and they are often the source of our greatest creativity and innovation. Think about some of your favorite artists, musicians, or writers. Chances are they weren't afraid to be imperfect, to experiment, and to push boundaries. They embraced their flaws and turned them into something beautiful. Number three, stop comparing yourself to others. It's a trap. We're all on our own unique journeys with our own strengths, weaknesses, and timelines. Comparing ourselves to others only breeds self-doubt and keeps us stuck in a cycle of inadequacy. Remember, your journey is your own. Celebrate it, embrace it, and own it. Number four, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself even when you make mistakes. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. You deserve it. Remember, being human means messing up sometimes. It's what makes us relatable, empathetic, and capable of growth. Number five, step outside your comfort zone. Vulnerability requires courage, and courage often comes from taking small risks. Start by sharing something personal with a trusted friend or family member. Try expressing your feelings authentically in a work setting. Or simply say yes to an opportunity that scares you a little bit. You'll be amazed at what you discover about yourself when you push past those comfort zone boundaries. Ever felt like you were holding back, afraid to let people see the real you? We've all been there. It's like wearing a mask. We put on a certain persona to protect ourselves from judgment or hurt. But that mask can also become a barrier, preventing us from forming genuine connections and experiencing life fully. Imagine this. You're at a party surrounded by people you don't know. You feel self-conscious, unsure of what to say, afraid of making a fool of yourself. Instead of letting those insecurities hold you back, imagine taking a deep breath and saying something like, "I'm new here, this is my first time at one of these events." Boom. You just open the door for connection, for vulnerability, and for the possibility of forming new friendships. Sometimes the most courageous act isn't about conquering your fears, it's about choosing to be seen, flaws and all. Remember, beautiful souls, embracing vulnerability and imperfection is not a weakness, it's an invitation to live a more authentic, fulfilling life. So go out there, let your light shine, and don't be afraid to show the world who you truly are. And remember, I'm right here with you every step of the way. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.